This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Women's Health Let's Talk. My name's Maria Pearson and I'm a personal trainer and the owner of the Women's Fitness Studio on Heratonga Street East in Hastings. In my talk today, I'm giving some practical tips on how to start exercising and moving more often, especially for those who don't currently exercise. The tips may also be useful for those who haven't exercised in a while and who want a little bit of extra motivation to get started up again. So nothing in this talk today is intended to be personal medical advice. So please see your medical professional, your GP, your specialist, if you need advice specific to your situation. I love exercising, and I always have. Growing up with a few siblings, we'd run around outside until all hours. Kick balls around, throw balls around, play one-on-one basketball in the garage, ride horses, and ride our bikes down to the river for a swim. At primary school, I play netball and do athletics and cross country. I was in some rep teams, but there wasn't much training required when we were that age, so we had a lot of fun with our friends. At high school, sports were a little more formal with training. I played competitive and social netball, soccer, canoe polo and touch. I still rode horses and did a lot of athletics. And I loved it. Any chance to have a run around and I was in. It's been shown that a strong grounding and enjoyment of PE at school can help people continue to be physically active as adults or become lifelong exercisers. So today I play social netball, do yoga, spend time lifting weights at the gym, run classes at my own gym, play tennis, and also spend a lot of time on mobility activities, such as sitting on the ground, crawling and climbing. And I'm a personal trainer, so I've made my love of sport and exercise into my profession. So in contrast, I've spoken to a number of people who have told me that they hate exercise. They don't just dislike it, they hate it. And it can be difficult to relate to this viewpoint, and it's easy to forget that others may not share the same enthusiasm for exercise and movement as I. So it makes me think, have they always hated exercise? And it's easy to forget that others may not share the same enthusiasm for exercise and movement as me. So it makes me think, have they always hated exercise? Did they have a bad experience or get injured previously? And what is it about exercise that they don't like? I reckon it's useful to be aware of both sides. Some people love exercise and some don't, and that's okay. But there are many benefits to exercising regularly. Those who don't like it have said to me that they know they should be exercising often for their future health, so for their heart, their muscles, their bones, fall prevention, and also avoiding comorbidities such as diabetes and also high blood pressure, hypertension. But there are also other benefits like weight loss, looking and feeling better, and also health, mental health benefits. These reasons are all really valid reasons to move our bodies often. And I also exercise for the enjoyment, for the discipline, to push myself, reach new goals, feel good, and to stay strong. So this talk is really about giving practical ideas on how people can exercise regularly, especially those who don't move much currently. So here are my suggestions from my experience as a personal trainer, but also just my experience from my own workouts and my own exercise plan. So number one, start small and progress slowly. Start at an easy level, especially if you're a beginner. There's nothing worse than starting and being all keen and enthusiastic, and then you go a little bit full on too soon. And then what happens is that you may get what we call the DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. And often when you started exercising or you do a different exercise to normal, what is happening is that your muscles might be sore the next day or 2 days afterwards. And it's nothing major. That's okay, we can handle that. But sometimes we go really, really hard without realising it, and then we are so sore for the next few days or even a week sometimes that it's hard to get up from the couch because our legs are so sore, or we get that pain in our core where it's really difficult to laugh, or very sore when we sneeze because we've worked out really hard in that area. The other thing is too that we don't want to get injured, because if you get injured, you're back to square one and you'll have time off for recovery and rehab. And a lot of people get put off from exercising because of the injuries. So, for example, maybe start walking on the flat and then introduce some hills over time. Lift light weights and then move to heavier weights over time. Or even just use your body weight to do some resistance type training. You could do shorter exercise bouts or just have a smaller range of exercises to choose from. It needs to be manageable and not overwhelming. Number two, be prepared for it to be a little uncomfortable or tough. There's a saying, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Yes, you may get sweaty, hot, you might puff a wee bit, you might get red in the face, and you may get some of that just that gentle muscle soreness that we talked about. And that's all part of exercising, that's normal. But if you start slowly and don't go too full on too soon, your body and mind will be better prepared to manage the changes in your body. Our exercise needs to be at least a little bit challenging, because if it's too easy, it won't benefit us or change us. So please start slow and get used to exercising regularly. Before you know it, you'll be looking for more challenging moves and weights. Number three, if you don't know what to do or where to start with exercise, seek advice from a trainer at the gym, from a personal trainer, and even on YouTube there are some good entry-level basic starting videos, just short videos, look for maybe 10 to 20 minutes for some entry-level exercises you can do. Even talk to people who do exercise regularly and find out what they do or what they suggest about where you should start. I've worked with people who start at square one and we work together and progress based on their needs, goals and abilities. So please, if you're not sure, don't just wing it. Seek some advice. Number four, be consistent. One of my favourite sayings is keep showing up. Now, it's not enough to exercise just one time a week. You won't see results. We should be doing some form of exercise most days in a week. So I'd say 3 to 4, 4 to 5 times a week, but it has to fit around your lifestyle. And it's also important to be consistent and keep showing up for yourself, especially when you don't feel like it. When we do this, it reinforces to ourselves that in the past we have shown up and we've moved our bodies, even when we didn't want to. And we can do it again in the future. Number five, do the exercise that you enjoy. If you don't enjoy it, you're less likely to stick with it. So if you really don't like swimming, don't go swimming, or cycling, or running, whatever it is. Instead, you might like pickleball, tramping, golf, going to different classes, lifting weights at the gym. It doesn't really matter what you do, just do something. But one message I consistently promote is the need for weightlifting, or resistance training, or moving heavy things. So picking heavy things up, carrying them, throwing them, pushing them, pulling them. And this is important for men and women. When I say it doesn't matter what you do in terms of the exercise, that's okay when you're starting out and you're building a habit of regular exercise. But weights are so important for building muscle strength, size and power, and maintaining our bone density as we get older, which can help with fall prevention, and it can help to enable us to stay strong and independent. And you may also find, if you do the exercise that you really enjoy, that you may become interested in other activities or sports as you become stronger and more confident in your body's abilities. So make sure you have fun. Number six, exercise with others or not. Some people like to work out with others in a class or with a friend. I enjoy working out by myself at a gym, but I love playing team sports. Everyone's different. Again, you just need to find what works for you. Working out with others can help to improve motivation, reduce boredom, help you to try some new activities or go somewhere new because you're not all by yourself. And it's certainly harder to make excuses if you have someone depending on you to show up at a certain time and place. Number 7, find the time of day that works best for you to do your workout. Some people like mornings because then the workout's done and they don't need to try and fit it in somewhere else in their busy day. Some people like exercise after work because it's a way to wind down before arriving home. Some people like 9 a.m. or mid-morning classes or exercise bouts after the kids have been dropped at school. Or they may go to a class together and then have coffee afterwards. Again, decide the right time based on your own preferences and needs. Number 8. Don't compare yourself with others, especially those who have been exercising for a long time, or those on social media, or someone 20 years younger than yourself. Each person's situation and experience is different to yours. As a personal trainer, I see all body types, fitness levels, experiences, abilities, fears, goals, and perceptions. So it's important to focus on your situation. What are your goals, fears, experiences, and achievements? Don't worry about other people's. So compare yourself to yourself. Are you consistently moving your body? Are you showing up for yourself? Are you better than you were last year, last month, last week, and even yesterday? And be honest with yourself about that. And be gentle with yourself and enjoy your body. You'll be amazed at what it can do and how quickly you'll improve if you stick with it. And our bodies need and like to be moved and challenged. Number 9, just start. Even if you're not super keen, just do something. People have said to me, "Oh, Maria, I need to get a bit fitter before I join a gym." Or, "Oh, I'm really busy at work or at school or with the kids, or we're renovating at the moment, so I'll start exercising when I'm not so busy." Or, "I just need to move house or have this holiday first or finish this major project at work, and then I'll start exercising." And because life gets in the way, as it always does, some people never start. So my advice is just start and do what you can. Something is better than nothing. And this leads me to number 10. Do your best to avoid the all or nothing mindset. Some people think that if they miss a workout, then they've failed. They say, "Oh, I've missed the workout, I can't stick with it, so what's the point?" And they give up completely. As I say, life will get in the way. So, if you've started doing some exercise regularly, but you miss a couple of workouts, that's okay. Get back onto the plan as soon as possible. Exercise tomorrow. Try to avoid having 2 days off in a row, for example. Number 11. I was speaking to someone just recently who said, "Maria, I can't spend 2 hours working out every day anymore. I'm just too busy." And I had to stop and think and double check what the person had said. This is a busy person who is often spending 2 hours a day working out. And I thought to myself, who even has 2 spare hours every day to work out? It's not realistic and it's certainly not necessary. So be realistic about how much time you can dedicate to a workout. I think you should be able to have your exercise session and be done with it within 30 to 45 minutes. I'm normally around 45 minutes. Or you can do what I call exercise snacks. So for the last few days I've had to work at home on my laptop, so that means a lot of either sitting or at a standing desk doing my work. But what I do is I bring my kettlebell, my resistance band and some dumbbells up to where I'm working. And every couple of hours I'll stop and I'll perhaps do 20 squats, 20 kettlebell swings, 20 pull-aparts with my resistance band and 20 star jumps and 20 burpees. And I'll do that every couple of hours. So I'm still getting my exercise in for the day, but it's in shorter, more manageable bursts of time. And it means I don't need to stop working, get dressed into my exercise gear and get all my gear together, get the car out, travel to the gym, spend time travelling there and back, and then try and get back in the mindset again of getting stuck into my work. So these exercise snacks, that I call them, can be a really useful and effective way to still meet your exercise requirements for the day, but it's not disrupting your day too much. So yeah, really, 2 hours is too long, and it's burdensome for people to be exercising for that long. So just be realistic. What can you manage in your day? So I hope that this talk has been useful and encouraging for you, and it's given you some ideas for getting started with exercise and movement. Remember, for the habit of moving regularly, it needs to fit around your lifestyle. And moving shouldn't be a chore or a burden. I want it to be fun for people. So think about doing what you enjoy, exercising when and where it suits you. Perhaps moving and exercising with friends. Do your best to be consistent. Seek advice if you need it. And try and avoid the all or nothing mindset. Just do what you can, do your best. And you'll see progress within your body within no time. You'll start doing harder exercises, perhaps start doing some different activities, and you will start lifting some heavier weights. So thanks so much for listening today. If you have any ideas for speakers who I should have on the show, please email the station and let us know. Remember that nothing that was said today was intended to be medical or personal advice, so please seek advice from your medical specialist if you need some information specific to your situation. And you can always come along to the Women's Fitness Studio to get some advice there if you'd like. You can come along to our classes, you can come along and use our resistance machines, which we'll train you on first, and you can even just get some one-on-one personal training advice as well. Thanks for listening.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.